Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
So, Courageous 37, it is a gala evening, Kennedy, in support of Courageous Sailing's youth programs. I'm going to be hosting it. It's happening tomorrow night in Southie at the Artists for Humanity Epicenter. We're going to tell you how you can get tickets. We're going to talk to Jennifer, who works with Courageous Sailing, based out of Charlestown. Mm-hmm. Really cool program in the city because it allows kids who otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity to get on the water in a boat and learn how to sail.
So cool.
Most kids will never have that opportunity. And one of those kids is Demetia. Now, Demetia, tell us about yourself. How old are you? Where do you go to school?
I'm 12 years old. I go to the Harvard Kent Elementary School in Charlestown, and I'm in grade 6.
And tell us about Courageous Sailing Club and what that program has meant to you.
I started Courageous third grade summer. I thought, like, at first, it was kind of just, like, kind of nerve-wracking for me because you're starting to get into stuff like boats. But then when I started to really get into like the next year of swim cell science, I realized that it's really not just about boats, but it's building like a community of some sort and getting to know your like instructors. And you know, we did some, you know, called swim cell science, so we did some swimming at the YMCA. And we did learn a little bit of math.
It's always a little bit of math,
always,
man.
Yeah, they always sneak that
Can't get away from it.
What's it like being out on a sailboat? I don't know. Are there a lot of people in your family that sail? Are you the first person that's learned how to sail?
I think I am the first person who knows how to sail. Like, I think I remember once I was telling my mom about how I was in Courageous and I was sailing. And she was like, okay, so one day you're going to sail us out and we're going to go some places. And I was like, no.
Sure you can.
Sure I can. I don't know. What it feels like going out on a boat, it's a little tough at first. I remember once my croc fell in the water.
Well, it's a good thing they float.
good thing it floats because I had to grab it quickly.
Right.
Because it was starting to, like, float away.
Jennifer, you're the education director for Courageous Sailing. What's it like for you to see these kids come through this program?
Oh, it's amazing to see people come in and maybe they're a little scared. Maybe they're a little worried. They've never been on a boat before. And then sometimes, like, by the end of the day, or certainly by the end of the year, they're really excited about it. And Demetia said she'd never take her family out sailing, but she has. Like, we do family nights, and our kids get to take their parents out at the end of the summer with an instructor. And it's so cool to see kids who for once a little bit scared of failing themselves, reassuring their parents and their siblings and their grandparents, and, you know, and showing off that they are confident sailors.
And I know you have an event coming up this week that we want to push so that we can get you guys some money. Can you tell us about it?
So this Thursday is our Courageous 37 Gala. We're 37 years old. We've been doing this for a while. And it's our big fundraising event because we provide equitable access to sailing. We don't think that it's okay that some kids whose families have money can get into sailing and some kids can't. Well over half of our kids sail for free based on need, and in Swim Sail Science, which we offer with Boston Public Schools, it's a totally free program for the participants, and we just really want to make sure that money is never a concern for kids who want to try out something new and get into sailing, or get into, you know, a summer learning program that can help keep them on track for the next year of school.
And how can people buy tickets?
CourageousSailing.org/Courageous37. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got, well, a little someone named Carson will be emceeing. We're super psyched about that.
Yes, I am hosting the event. That is correct.
We've got a live and silent auction. We'll be doing a live fundraiser. There will be food. There will be drink. There will be music. It'll be a good time.
Well, it was great to have you two on the show. Demisha, thank you for coming on and sharing your story about Courageous Sailing. You and Jennifer and everybody over there at Courageous are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much for inviting me on the show. This time right here was, I think it was a good time to answer some questions about Courageous. I really enjoyed it.
You are awesome.
Well, thank you, Demisha. Thank you, Jennifer. We'll see you on Thursday.
Sure thing. Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Wendy from Tingsboro.
Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
Wendy's day off today. She's just hanging out with the dog.
Oh, perfect.
It's a good day.
Perfect.
It's a good day.
We kick Kennedy out,
good
please.
Good day to be off. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions are all about pop culture stuff. If you answer more of them correctly than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. You can buy all the Christmas decorations your heart's desire.
Cool. She's
over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Are you ready, Wendy?
I am.
AJ McLean says the label wanted to change a lyric, and I want it that way because they successfully fought it. They wanted it to be, I love it when I hear you say, instead of, I never want to hear you say. Which band sings I Want It That Way?
Backstreet Boys.
John Krasinski is People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2024. He starred in which movie opposite his wife Emily Blunt about a family that must live in silence to avoid mysterious creatures that hunt by sound?
A Quiet Place.
235 years ago today, Benjamin Franklin wrote a letter to a friend in which he said a quote that is still used daily in American culture. The quote is, in a world, nothing is certain except blank and blank.
Death and taxes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger got paid $75,000 for Terminator and $15 million for Terminator 2 7 years later. What is the name of the artificial intelligence system that takes over the world in Terminator?
I don't know that one.
Tesla.
You should know it because we're about 20 years from it.
Question number five. When Nokia was founded in Finland in 1865, it made toilet paper and other products. They didn't get into communications until 100 years later. What are the two colors of the Finnish flag?
Blue and white.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
What's your dog's name?
Kennedy!
Benji.
Benji?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the Benji movies back in the day.
He's great. He's a little golden doodle. He's kind of a medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a mini golden doodle.
Yeah. He's a little bigger, but he's a good boy.
Yeah. Does he come in the bathroom all the time and just interrupt you?
All dogs do.
Do they?
Yeah.
He does wonder what's going on in there. Yeah, he does wonder.
Wendy got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Woo! What?
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
AJ McLean says the label wanted to change a lyric in I Want It That Way, but they successfully fought to keep it. They wanted it to be I Love It When I Hear You Say instead of I Never Want to Hear You Say. Which band sings I Want It That Way?
Backstreet Boys.
John Krasinski is People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2024. He starred in which movie opposite his wife, Emily Blunt, about a family that must live in silence to avoid mysterious creatures that hunt by sound?
A Quiet Place.
Trying to eat popcorn in the theater during that movie was nerve-wracking.
Mm.
235 years ago today, Benjamin Franklin wrote a letter to a friend in which he said, and I quote, he said a quote that is still used in American culture. The quote is, in this world, nothing is certain except blank and blank.
Death and taxes.
Tied at 3. Arnold Schwarzenegger got paid $75,000 for Terminator and $15 million for Terminator 2 7 years later.
It's a return on investment.
What is the name of the artificial intelligence system that takes over the world in Terminator?
Skynet.
It is Skynet. 4-3, question number 5. When Nokia was founded in Finland in 1865, it made toilet paper and other paper products. They didn't get into the communications business until 100 years later. What are the two colors on the Finnish flag?
Blue and white?
It's the blue cross.
That's what I saw in my head. I just wasn't sure.
Yeah. I like doing fun with flags on Can't Be Kidding.
Thanks, Sheldon.
5-4 is the final score, Kennedy. Nice work.
Thank you.
Nice work. I guess I'm not coming to your house to decorate for Christmas. I'm sorry, Wendy. We do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Wendy from Tingsboro, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Please give Benji all the head pats.
In the car, Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
You're going on vacation, you book a place, maybe it's a hotel or a motel or, you know, one of the vacation rental services, and you think it's too good to be true, and then you get there, and it turns out it's a reason. It's so inexpensive.
The price was the price for a reason.
And that happened to producer Dan this past weekend. He went to Philly. Just quickly recap some of the things that went wrong.
All right, we went to Philly to celebrate our 1 year. We threw it together real fast, and we found this listing on Airbnb that had an amazing price, and it turns out we were the first people to stay there. It was a new listing, so we were the guinea pigs. And we get there, it's like 7 p.m. after driving 6 hours, and we can't get in because the code isn't working. Because the door handle was not on the door. It was hanging. So we had to pull it up, and we're trying to get it to work, and we can't get in the place. We have to call the guy who has to drive over and get us in because that doesn't work. And we get inside. It's supposed to be this beautiful park view of a lovely place, studio apartment. There's no park view. It's two dilapidated buildings that are falling apart that are uninhabitable. So now we're hungry. We go to walk around. There's got to be a restaurant nearby. We're in downtown Philly. We go. The only restaurant nearby has been closed and it's barred and it's covered in graffiti. And we start to walk around the neighborhood and without getting into it, we're in the trenches.
Right.
It's a tough place to be. So now we get back. We're like, screw it. This is a tough start. Let's just go to bed. I get in bed on the left side and it's fine. My girlfriend walks around to the right side, gets in, falls off the bed. And we're like, what the hell just happened? So we look and I pull the mattress up. The box spring is warped. And also too big for the bed. So now we can't even sleep in the bed. So now we're feverishly texting this guy. Like, we'll stay here for tonight, but we want our money back. These accommodations, they're not what we thought they were. Like, just give us our money. And he was like, no. he was like, it's just a box spring. I'll have a guy come. So we had a stranger come into our place. We had to buy. It took him a while.
Well, you were the strangers in their place.
So at this point, we paid to be there. We were a guest. At this point, a guy walks in at like 11 p.m., and I'm in like my boxers. And he pulls up the mattress, looks, and goes, oh, yeah, this is way too big. This isn't going to work. So he leaves. He takes the box spring out. We just sleep on basically the floor.
Right.
And then, you know, the rest of the trip was okay.
And did they replace the box spring?
They replaced the box spring.
All right. Well, that's not terrible.
And what
you did they refund any of your money?
Not a dime.
Chris is from Scituate. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Tell us about this super sketch hotel.
So my wife and I had gone down to Georgia to go see her brother, and he wasn't able to get all the time off from work. So we're like, you know what? We're going to go take a trip to Nashville. And it was real last minute thing. So we found a hotel, a motel. It was just like Dan's, kind of too good to be true with price point. But we booked it, and it's like, you know, in the heart of Nashville. Great. Thinking Nashville, thinking the bars, thinking downtown. Awesome. It is not in the heart of Nashville. again, it's just very much in the trenches, the outskirts,
yep.
Not a great neighborhood.
Been there.
So we go to go check in, and the first thing that should have been a bigger red flag is that the attendant that was behind the desk I felt like I was at a bank. It was like 2 inches of plexiglass.
Oh, yeah, safety
and
glass.
So, you know, whatever. I booked it through, like, TripAdvisor or something like that. And, they gave me the key to the room. And we drive over there. And it's a very sketchy area. But I open the door, and I've traveled all over the place. So every time I get into a room, I always check for bed bugs. I'm like, just going to lift the mattress. Just double check, you know, whatever. My wife thinks I'm crazy.
No, I do it too.
I lift the mattress, and there was a needle.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that would scare me. Like, I'd be out of there.
I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm done. Nope.
And for that reason, I'm out.
Thank you, Chris. I walked into a room like that one time when Lana and I were on the road. And when I went to check in, they're like, so how many hours will you need the room? I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to go find a different hotel. Leah's from Cumberland. Good morning, Leah.
Hi, good morning.
What happened?
So we were going up to Wolfboro, New Hampshire for July 4th weekend. There were about six of us. And we went to go check into our Airbnb, and it was raining out. And the place where, like, the lockbox was, so to enter the code, wasn't there. So we kind of had to, like, look around. We found it in a different spot. We were able to get the code to get in. That was fine. So we go in the house, and we're walking around. There's kids, a bunch of us going to find our rooms. And all the linens are, like, rolled up, like, in a pile at the bottom of the beds. And, like, that's kind of strange. And, like, we're walking around. There's, like, dish towels out, like, on the counter. And, like, it just looks... It looks dirty. And then we're like, this place hasn't been cleaned. Like, all these sheets are dirty. Like, no one has cleaned since the last checkout. So I called the guy, and they're like, oh, no, the people came. I was like, dude, like, no one came. Like, this whole house, the house is dirty. So he's like, well, we can send someone now. And by this time, it was like 6 o'clock at night. Like, we have kids. We have to get ready. We're like, listen, we're going to tidy up. We're going to wash the sheets, send someone tomorrow. Okay. So we're washing the sheets and everything like that. And then we're like, all right, like, let's, you know, take showers or whatever. And we notice there's absolutely no linen. There's like the dirty dish towel we found out on the counter upstairs. And there's like laundry in the washing machine, like other like dish towels, bath mats and stuff, but like there's no towels anywhere. So whoever the last people were must have either taken the towels, or we were like trying to like hypothesize like maybe the people came for the laundry and just took one back. I don't know. So we call the guy, and he's like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so sorry. Like, all right, like, can you get us towels? So the next morning, some dude comes to our house with like these two giant trash bags from Ocean State Job Lot, and it has all of these towels with their tags on them, and like new towels, new sheets, everything, and just like throws them in the door, and we're like, thanks. And you know, we made the best of it, but we won't be renting from him again for sure.
Did you get a discount?
What, he gave us a credit of $100 towards our next visit with him.
Oh, yeah, great, thanks.
Doing that.
Yeah, no,
wow, the audacity.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. We were talking about producer Dan's experience in Philadelphia at an Airbnb. He and his girlfriend Kaylee went there for their 1 year anniversary. Got a text message, Kennedy, that said from the 781, I warned Kaylee not to stay at that Airbnb and sent her a hotel. She should have listened to her big sister. LOL, just kidding. Glad you two had fun.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kennedy, this happened with you. There was some sort of sewer backup.
So we went on my family vacation. So it was my mom and her husband, my dad, my sisters, their husbands and kids, and me, and then my other sister. And she might have bought a boyfriend. I can't remember. But either way, that's that many people in a house.
Right.
And we got there. First thing off, they said there was Wi-Fi. There was no Wi-Fi.
Oh.
My mother was incensed, okay, ready to go to a hotel.
Okay.
Because she had to grade papers. And then all of a sudden, we realized the water's not working. Everything's backing up.
Right.
And in the front yard, all of the sewage starts to come up in the front yard. So some kind of leak had happened.
Oh, my gosh.
There was, they couldn't shower, couldn't use the bathroom, couldn't, there was no water, couldn't do anything until they brought people out to fix it all. It was a disaster, and there was nothing we could do. We couldn't go anywhere else. There were 100 of us.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you just kind of had to power through it. But it was...
How was that smell?
It was a moment.
We know how you love that,
you
too.
Know how I talk about bathroom stuff. I don't.
It's your favorite thing to discuss.
100%.
It's not enough for breeze in the world, like, for the entire lawn.
Here's a bucket. I'm like, no. I'm driving to McDonald's. Have a nice day.
Gail is from Abington. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning.
What happened?
Oh, geez. Well, let me tell you... I'm 68 years old, and a good friend of mine, we take road trips randomly every once in a while. About a month and a half ago, we took a road trip to Niagara Falls. On the way back, we left the last day open. We said, oh, we'll just randomly find a place to stay and spend one more day. So we were driving back. We went all the back roads and all these dark, dark roads. So she's looking for a hotel while I'm driving, and she found, it's my friend Nancy. She found a place that had rave reviews, and we said, oh, it sounds like it's a cute little bed and breakfast or something, you know, let's check it out. So she called, and she reserved a room for us. Well, by the time we got there, it was very dark out. We pull in, it's like, it looked like a no-tell hotel. It was like this long, you know, one of those long hotels that has little. So she goes inside to check in, and there's a sign on the door that says, if we don't answer, knock really hard because we won't hear you if the dogs don't. So she goes in, she gets inside. The guy answers the door. She thought she had woken him up, and sits down, and he starts telling her, oh, he says, you know, if breakfast is included, it's from 7 to 10 in the morning. He says, and he swings his arm around and points to a fold-up table that has boxes of cereal on it. Then he says, this is a no-smoking facility, but she said the whole room reeked of smoke. So anyways, in the meantime, so she comes out, and she says, okay, so we go get in our room. And it totally smelt like mold and mildew. It was just smelt so bad. And so I said to her, I said, we can't stay here. And she says, what are we going to do? And I said, tell them we have a breathing problem. And we have asthma and we can't stay here. So she goes, I have to go to the bathroom first. So she runs in and she uses the bathroom. And she comes out and I said, and she said, and I'm on their Wi-Fi looking for another hotel. So we walk out the door. As we walk out the door, she's going to head back and tell them we can't stay. There's a woman sitting in the chair in the room next to us, because it's outdoors.
Yeah.
She had no teeth. She looks at us. She looked like she was on something. She looks at us. She says, hi. She goes, what are you girls doing? Are you going out? And so I just said, hi, and I jumped in my car. And she goes back, and the guy started arguing with me. He goes, well, wait a minute. He goes, you already paid for this. She goes, I know. She goes, I wanted to back out, the credit card. And he says, did you use the bathroom? Like, what? Did you have a peephole? Yeah. So, anyways, we ended up leaving. We found another hotel, and we were telling them the story there. And they said that the place we were staying at was right up the street from some prison. And it used to be where I don't know whether they had prisoners who stay there when they got released or what, but it was such a story to laugh about. I'm telling
That's
you.
A movie. That yeah. is a movie. That's yeah. a, like a buddy. Thank you, by the way. Thank you, Gail. We appreciate yeah. that. Thank you. Holy, I was not expecting.
All,
there was a lot to unpack there. Hold on. Let's do one more real quick. We have Sue's from the South Shore and ended up in the wrong condo. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have a friend who loaned us his condo, and what happened was he gave us the key for it, and he said, oh, you're going up to the Forks Go whitewater rafting. And he said, why don't you break it up and stay at our condo at Sunday River? And we had listened to him for a couple of years talk about how he redid the condo, and he made this up, and this and upgraded this and upgraded that. And he's like, just stay at the condo. You'll enjoy it. Have a great night. You know, master bedroom this, master bedroom that, shower this. And, you know, he really pumped it up. He's like, the condo is, you go to the third floor, top of the stairs, it's right there. So we get to the top of the stairs, there are two doors. So my husband and I look at each other, we're like, okay, door number one, door number two. So we just went to one door and the key worked and we went in, we're like, okay, this is it. And he's telling us, he's like, the fridge is stocked with beer, there's wine on the counter, help yourself, take whatever you want. The fridge is wide open. It's empty, and it's not on. There's no wine on the countertop. My husband and I are looking around like, this is not what we expected. Our friend's going to be so pissed. The housekeeping people cleaned the place out. They took everything.
did they really?
The night. No, they didn't. So we spent the night.
They were in the wrong place. They went in the wrong condo.
So the key worked for...
Yeah.
We just lost her.
Oh, we lost her?
So, yes. So the beer and wine was there. It was just next door. They just went the wrong place.
They went the wrong condo for the whole trip.
From the 716, never stop at a random hotel near Niagara Falls. Thank you for that.
That's good advice. I didn't know.
I live at Motel 6s. That's where I stay.
Oh. These stories are wild. I was not expecting this journey. I was just expecting, like, you know, a crappy bed and a door that wouldn't work. An entire adventure.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Kate from Boxford.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Kate?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
So you know how this works? It's 5 trivia questions. Pop culture stuff.
I do.
Yeah, you get more right than Kennedy win. Have you played before?
Yes.
How did you do?
One time I won.
All right.
Oh, you buried the lead. You beat her before.
So Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. You get more right, you win the money. Here we go. Question number one. Drew Barrymore got touchy-feely with Martha Stewart on her show yesterday, but Martha pushed her off and said, and I quote, "You're the wrong gender." Name the rom-com where Drew plays a woman with short-term memory loss who can't remember anything that happened the day before.
That's 51st date.
The 2025 Songwriters Hall of Fame nominees list is out. It includes Sheryl Crow, Eminem, Janet Jackson, and Alanis Morissette. Name the Tony Award-winning Broadway show based off of Alanis Morissette's work.
Okay. It's called, like after one of the songs or albums, Jagged Little Pill.
Question number three. Gerard Butler turns 55 today. He played Leonidas?
Leonidas.
Leonidas. Thank you, Dan. The King of the Spartans in which 2006 movie?
God. Oh, I don't know.
All right. Isn't there a sequel coming out to that one, too?
I think there already was a sequel.
Was there? Question number four. My Chemical Romance will play the Black Parade album in full on their 2025 stadium tour, including a stop at Fenway Park next September. Finish the opening lyric to their song, Welcome to the Black Parade.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Marching band.
Question number five. John Krasinski is People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2024. His reaction when he found out was, quote, just immediate blackout, actually. Zero thoughts other than maybe I'm being punked. Which sunburn outside...
Suburb. I'm sorry.
Suburbs?
That was supposed to be a B.
Yeah, I just got the questions like right before we went on the air. Which suburb outside Boston is John Krasinski from?
He's from Newton.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Nice job.
Pretty good.
Yep. So, Kennedy, welcome back. Kate from Boxford shared with us she actually has played before, and she beat you once.
Ooh, all right, Dan.
And she just got 4 out of 5 correct. Yep. These are tough. You ready?
Well done, friend. Yes.
Drew Barrymore got touchy-feely with Martha Stewart on her show yesterday, but Martha pushed her off and said, quote, you're the wrong gender. Name the rom-com where Drew plays a woman with short-term memory loss who can't remember anything that happened the day before.
51st Dates.
The 2025 Songwriters Hall of Fame nominees list is out. It includes Sheryl Crow, Eminem, Janet Jackson, and Alanis Morissette. Name the Tony Award-winning Broadway show based off an Alanis Morissette's work.
Jagged Little Pill.
Tied it to. Gerard Butler's 55 today. Kennedy, he played...
Leonidas.
He is the King of the Spartans, Kennedy.
He did.
In which 2006 movie?
300.
Is the sequel already out? Did it come out?
You mean Gladiator. You're thinking of Gladiator.
Oh, that is
good. This is Sparta!
So many sprayed on abs in that movie.
Yep. Okay.
I wanted to say this is Sparta, but I'm like, that's not the name.
I need to go back and watch that movie. I don't remember that.
There was a sequel, though. 300 Rise of an Empire.
Oh, there was?
So.
All right, 3-2. Question number four. My Chemical Romance will play the Black Parade album in full on their 2025 tour, including a stop at Fenway Park next September. Finish the opening lyric to their song, Welcome to the Black Parade.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Black Parade? It's not my song.
I'm pulling your millennial card.
I don't have one, and I'm all right with that.
Marching band.
Marching band.
To see a marching band. 3-3, question number five. John Krasinski is People's Sexiest Man Alive for 2024. His reaction when he found out was, quote, just immediate blackout. Actually, zero thoughts other than maybe I'm being punked. Which suburb outside Boston is John Krasinski from?
Newton.
He is from Newton.
Woo! Good one, Kate.
4-4 is the final score. Yeah, that was close. That was super, super close. Unfortunately, Kate, you don't get the win or the cash, but we do appreciate you calling in to play again.
We do.
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Kate from Boxford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
This time.
Twice.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So I took Barrett out to a lacrosse tournament this past Saturday, last one of the fall season out at UMass Amherst. And we were gone all day long. What is this? November 10th, I think, was Saturday. And we walk back into the house and Barrett loses his mind. Here's some audio of the video I shot of him.
What is going on?
We're gone for 8 hours and we get back and...
What?
It's not even Thanksgiving.
It's November 9th.
Put it away.
What did you do while we were gone?
I don't like it.
The Christmas trees were up. It's Christmas in our house.
Oh my gosh, what a tragedy.
It is it's too soon.
No.
She blindsided you with Holly Jolly?
Yes. How dare she?
Too soon.
Oh my.
Too soon. too soon. I don't like it this early on. 617-931-1234. Ingrid is from West Roxbury. Are you Team Carson or Team Lana on this one?
Oh, Team Lana, it has to be. Especially this year alone. Just the craziness in the world going on. You have to be. Just bring some happiness.
If it brings you joy, why bother, right? Mm.
Exactly. Oh, sorry. That's the Roosters.
Okay.
Oh, good morning. All right, Carson, does it bother you more that she did it early or that she did it without you? Or are those two different conversations?
Yeah, they might be two different conversations. Right. They might be connected. Mm-hmm. Our good friend Corey from Medford, are you Team Carson or Team Lana?
Well, I get to disappoint Lana again. I'm definitely Team Carson in this one. It's got to be after them.
I am surprised by this.
I love this. So,
you know, no. You don't do it without the rest of the family.
You know what? That's a good point. Lana, are you there?
Yeah.
Did you just hear what Corey from Medford said?
I did. He just needs the hush.
Sorry, Lana.
Keep on disappointing me, Corey. I think you're going to show up for me sometime.
Let him.
It's okay. I'm going to stand my ground over here. I don't need anybody else to be Team Lana, but Team Lana, you're right here.
Lana, why so early?
Okay, here's the thing. I can't tell part of it, but we're going to be out of town next weekend, or I am, and I won't have time then. And then I come back, and my mom's best friend is visiting, and it's our first Thanksgiving without my mother, and she will be here for the week. We're leaving to go to the Cape. And then we come back, and it's like Sunday, and into Monday, it's my birthday. You know, it's December already.
But it's a family thing, too.
Okay, stop it. Nobody decorates the tree in the living room but me, and everybody knows that. Barrett has his own tree in his room, and he barks around like, doesn't want to even put on his own ornaments every year. So no big deal.
And I do the village. And
she literally just said you guys don't know.
And we have the Christmas music going.
And in my defense, I did have the Christmas music going, and it brought me joy, and I'm here for it.
There it is. Tell him.
Because, you know, I think I deserve it.
Tell him.
And in my defense, it does not look Christmas threw up in our house. I took every Christmas box out and had to put them all back in because I didn't put up all the decorations. I just did the trees to save myself some time. And we can do the village together, and we can put on a Christmas album.
Jen is from Peabody.
Jeez.
Take that.
Are you Team Lana or Team Carson? I'd be afraid to pick Team Carson.
I am Team Lana. I'm Team Lana all the way. My wife is Team Carson, and she'll hear this in a little bit. But I'm Team Lana all the way. It brings me joy. I'm like, why are you stripping me of my joy? Let me live.
Don't yuck the yum.
Because it's November 9th.
Nobody cares.
Okay, but why do you guys hate Thanksgiving?
I don't. No, okay, and I do agree. And typically, I'm just going off here. I do agree with Carson. One holiday should come before the next. You know what I mean?
And at the same time,
yeah, whatever. I left the pumpkins out for God's sake.
Wow, she's fired up this morning.
Here for it.
Just fired
617-931-1234. I feel like I need some help. I don't even know what to say anymore.
You shouldn't say anything, but thank you, dear. It looks lovely.
I love you. Merry Christmas.
As soon as she got feisty, you got real quiet. You folded like a cheap suit.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
From the 617, Carson, the guy who already played Mariah Carey, has no standing to say it's too early for Christmas.
I made him play it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. My son and I were gone to a lacrosse tournament over the weekend, and we came back 8 hours later, and Christmas was at our house, just unannounced. There it was, multiple trees up in the living room. The tree is up in his room. All of his ornaments are up.
Oh, my God. How dare she?
She just did it alone. It's supposed to be a family thing.
Yeah, that was kind of sad, too. I was like, she was just her in the house. Although she probably enjoyed it.
She just said she enjoyed it.
I know.
She played her music, and y'all don't help anyway. Don't put words in her mouth.
Jonna is from Malden. Are you Team Carson or Team Lana on this one?
1,000% Team Lana.
Ugh.
It's
too soon.
But if it makes her happy... Like, are there some concessions you can't just be like, you know what? If it makes you happy, it makes me happy. Happy wife, happy life, that whole thing. No?
Well, the thing is, Thanksgiving is super late this year, and there's no way you're going to wait until after Thanksgiving and have less than a month to enjoy Christmas, so you might as well just put it up super early.
Well,
we're not having Thanksgiving at the house, so we're going out for Thanksgiving.
You don't need 2 months. You know what I said?
She literally said she doesn't have another day to do it.
I know, and I said to her, I was like, you know what? We don't even have to decorate because we're not going to be here.
But that's not what she wants, though.
But we're going to be gone. Yeah. We're leaving December 20th.
Which is why you can enjoy it until then.
But we're not going to be here to enjoy it on Christmas.
It doesn't matter. It's before Christmas.
What matters is Christmas morning, you come downstairs, the presents, the tree, all that stuff. We're not going to be here for 2 weeks.
Okay, so where's your tree?
I suggest we don't even put it up this year.
That's ridiculous.
Oh,
and then you'd be complaining that it doesn't feel like Christmas.
Did you hear
Because you didn't hear anything.
Did you hear her gasping? How dare I?
It just doesn't make sense because I know you like Christmas.
I do like all of it.
And just because you're not going to be in that house, I'm never at home at Christmas.
Right.
You know, and I don't normally do a Christmas tree either. But when I do, I do. Right. I let it sit up there.
Well, thank you, Jonna.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
All right, I got, let's see, Gilbert here is from Mansfield. Team Carson, right?
No, I'm Team Lana. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Are you guys already decorated at
your
house?
It's my first time calling, yeah.
Aww.
I'm sorry I'm driving right now, but I'm on Bluetooth. So, going back to the topic. So, yeah, and we're immigrants from the Philippines. So in the Philippines, we don't celebrate fall. We don't have Thanksgiving. So as early as September, when the Burr month comes in, we already have decorations in our houses. That's how that's how long we celebrate Christmas.
Wow.
You guys start Christmas in September?
Yes. Not all. But, like, most of the houses were already started to decorating, put up some ornaments and stuff like that. So, yeah, as early as September, you're going to get, like, decorations already in your houses.
When do you take it all down, Gilbert? July.
So, we take it all down after, Three Kings.
After Three Kings? That's unreal.
Yeah.
He starts putting up the holidays.
So, is it a happy and joyful place, your home, as it gets filled with Christmas cheer?
Oh, yeah, it is.
There you go.
Thank you, Gilbert. We appreciate that. I love that. A lesson on other cultures.
Yep.
Thank you, Gilbert. Emily's from West Boylston. She is calling in to support me as Team Carson, correct?
It's about time.
Hi, Carson. I will say, I do support you in a lot of things. This, however, I cannot. I have to be... Santa, I am so sorry, but hear me out, okay? Hear me out.
All right, I'm listening.
So, your kid, he's older, so, you know, you can't pull the, like, whole Santa thing, but I feel like once we put up the tree and do the lights a little early, it kind of keeps him in line a little bit, because he's like, oh, crap, Santa's coming. But also, you have to think about, there's so much garbage going on. I know a lot of people have commented on, like, there's just, you know, there's a lot of things that cause stress around this time of year, and I just feel like if there's anything that's going to give you a little bit of joy, you know, why not? It's not worth arguing over. Sorry, my Canadian accent's coming in strong.
Grow
up here.
It's fine.
I tried to dumb it down a little bit.
No, you're fine. Please, don't change
it. Be Canadian. We don't care.
Don't change anything about you.
We put it up this weekend too. Same thing. I didn't do the whole house. Just the tree. Just same thing. You know, and everyone's just a little happier. But also, you have to remember too. You know, we're here for a short time, not a long time. And I guarantee you, when it's your time to, you know, pass and leave this earth, people are not going to be standing over your casket and being like, "Oh, that Carson, you know, nice fella," but. Had the decorations up way too early. Yeah, what a shame.
No, they'll be standing over his coffin going, oh, yeah, no more Friday free-for-all. Yeah. Thank God.
I only want Canadians to stand over Carson's coffin and deliver their thoughts and prayers.
It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, call, that Carson, don't you know?
Call anytime with the Canadian hot take, please. Anytime.
I'm in tears.
I don't think anyone is Team Carson.
From the 978.
Shocking.
Team Lana. Carson sounds like a Grinch.
I also think Lana could kill a guy, and everyone would be like, I'm still Team Lana. She probably had a good reason.
That accent's so adorable. Yeah. What's a little murder among friends?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Carrie from Franklin.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Also in the car is her 14-year-old. Is it Lila?
Yeah.
Good morning, Lila.
She's not mine. She's my niece.
Oh, okay. Well, hi. Hi, Lila.
Hi.
Are you the cool aunt?
Obviously.
I like to think so.
All aunts are the cool aunts. That's what our job is. Especially the childless ones.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Carrie?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio, and she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. A Wheel of Fortune contestant made an all-time bad guess on Monday. The answer was give yourself a round of applause, and he guessed treat yourself to a round of sausage.
Honestly, change the phrase. I like it.
Who is the new host of Wheel of Fortune?
Ryan Seacrest.
Today is National Sadie Hawkins Day. Sadie Hawkins is a comic strip character, but is probably best known for school dances. What did a Sadie Hawkins dance mean?
It meant that the girl had to ask the boy.
Denzel Washington says director Ryan Coogler is writing a part for him in a potential Black Panther 3. Name the actor who passed away that originally portrayed the Black Panther.
Oh, boy. I'm not going to get it.
Lila. All right. Question number four. The boss at HBO has confirmed that a Game of Thrones movie is in early development. What does HBO stand for?
Home Box Office.
Starbursts were originally called Opal Fruits when they debuted in 1959.
That was a good change.
It's a terrible name. They weren't renamed Starbursts until 1968. What are the original four colors for Starbursts?
Yellow, orange, pink, and red.
Lila was all over that.
Yes, she was. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Lila, are you in ninth grade?
Yeah.
Ninth grade. Very cool. Where do you go to school?
Mount St. Charles.
What's your mascot?
It's like a mousie. Yeah.
It's like?
Mounted policeman.
A mounted policeman. That's an unusual one for a high school.
Is it a Canadian high school?
It's not, but it's in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, that has a big French-Canadian population.
You know, Woonsocket. Woonsocket is my second favorite town in all of Massachusetts.
Oh,
or is it Rhode Island?
Rhode Island?
It's Rhode Island, man.
Sorry, a little confused. This
I thought you were making a joke.
I was.
No, I didn't know.
I forgot it was in Rhode Island. Remember, that's why I went to Tupperware camp. Man. I told that story many times.
You know when
times.
You start a sentence and you're not sure where it's going?
Right.
You just kind of get there at the end.
That's my everyday life, Dan. Carrie got 4 out of 5 correct.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Good job.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
A Wheel of Fortune contestant made an all-time bad guess on Monday. The answer was give yourself a round of applause, and he guessed treat yourself to a round of sausage. Who's the new host of Wheel of Fortune?
Ryan Seacrest.
Tied at 1. Today's National Sadie Hawkins Day. What did a Sadie Hawkins dance mean?
The girls asked the boys.
Tied at 2. Denzel says director Ryan Coogler is writing a part for him in a potential Black Panther 3. Can you name the actor who passed away that originally portrayed the Black Panther?
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, he actually thanked Denzel when he won his award, saying, if it wasn't for Denzel, there'd be no Black Panther.
Wakanda forever.
3-2. Question number 4. The boss at HBO has confirmed a Game of Thrones movie is in early development. What does HBO stand for?
Home Box Office.
4-3. That's right. Question number 5. Starbursts were originally called Opal Fruits.
Well, that's not right.
Yeah, they changed. That was in 1959. They changed their name to Starbursts in 1968. What are the original four colors for Starbursts?
Pink,
pink, yellow, orange, red. Don't come at me with a yellow. Take your yellow and put it somewhere else.
You don't like yellow?
No.
Starburst?
No.
What?
Pink is the only color. No. No yellow Starburst.
Huh. Hard pink pass. Is the best, though. You're correct. You've passed the vibe check.
Yay.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Carrie, I'm sorry. You don't get the cash, but thank you, thank you, thank you for calling in to
yes.
play. Thank you to you and Lila for listening.
Thank you.
Shout out.
Thank you.
Let's go Mounted Police.
Yeah.
Woo!
Hey.
Woohoo!
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Carrie from Franklin, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, please welcome Katie from Cambridge to the show.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Katie?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
It is the 1K CBK, $1,000 on the line, Katie.
I know, I'm nervous.
That's all right. We can do this together. Kennedy's gone. She can't hear anything that's happening. You just have to get more of these right than Kennedy. There's 5 questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
What was the name of the coffee shop where the characters from Friends hung out?
Oh, Central Perk.
Country singer Zach Bryan is being accused of stealing songs from this artist, whose hits include Shake It Off and Blank Space.
Taylor Swift.
I was about to say, geez. This is your first time listening to Mix?
My brain is not working. I'm like so nervous.
Who played Noah Calhoun in The Notebook alongside Rachel McAdams?
Oh, Ryan Gosling.
Question number 4. You're doing really well. Which actress launched a clean beauty line called Honest Beauty?
I just heard this recently.
That's helpful.
Dang it. She's like an older actress from like...
I need an answer.
Oh, Jessica Alba.
Question number 5. In Game of Thrones, what is the name of Arya Stark's sword?
Oh, no. Like, Promise Keeper or something? Or Oathbreaker? Dang it.
This is going to run through a bunch of answers. I need an answer.
Let's narrow it down to one here.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Katie, I understand you're an architect?
Yes, I am.
That seems like a very cool job. Is it as cool in the day-to-day as it seems?
90% of the time, yes.
It was one of my favorite classes I took in high school. We had the grid paper, and they taught us...
Oh, that's
fun. They taught us how, you know, to design houses and where you put the shrubbery.
Shrubbery.
Kind of, shrubbery, yes. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Katie, the architect, got 4 out of 5 correct.
Whew, well done, friend.
Yeah, these are really hard, Kennedy.
Sure.
You ready?
Yeah.
What was the name of the coffee shop where the characters from Friends hung out?
Central Perk.
Tied at 1. Country singer Zach Bryan is being accused of stealing songs from this artist whose hits include Shake It Off and Blank Space.
Taylor Swift.
He's been accused of a lot of other things, too. Tied at 2. Question number 3. Who played Noah Calhoun in The Notebook alongside Rachel McAdams?
Ryan Gosling.
Final answer?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Which actress launched a clean beauty line called Honest Beauty?
That's Jessica Alba.
Yes, that older actress, as Katie called her.
Pardon?
Like, hasn't done much research, right, I think.
Not today, Satan. It's tied at 4. Question number 5. In Game of Thrones, what is the
name? She's got to be 20 years younger than me, right?
She's in her 40s.
All right, so 10.
I'm not that far off.
Palms are sweating. All right, I'm sorry, Carson.
Question number 5. In Game of Thrones, what is the name of Arya Stark's sword?
Oh. It's got a cute nibbit. I'm not going to get it.
Needle is the answer that I was looking for.
I like Nibbit, though.
I knew it was...
If she had a dagger, it should be called Nibbit.
It was a one-word, silly name.
4-4 is the final score, and with a tie,
wow,
Kennedy gets
job.
The win. Man, I thought you were going to get it there. It's been so close recently. So close. Well, Katie, we appreciate you listening. Continue on with your great architect work. What are you working on right now?
A house.
Cool. Okay. What kind of features in your house?
What kind of features? Right now, this is an addition. So
walls and stuff.
Good addition to the house is important, Kennedy. It can add to the value of the house.
Indeed.
The hope is that the addition you put on increases the value more than what you spent to put it on.
I think that's the idea.
And the architect is responsible for making sure that it happens.
I don't know about all that.
Was that like an instructional video? Where'd that come from?
I watch a lot of this old house, Dan. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Katie from Cambridge, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.